a number of folks here have helped place me on the ballot to be a candidate. There are a lot of issues that are facing the Bay Area as we continue to attack those issues, not only during the campaign, talking about how we're going to create jobs, new energy jobs. Mass transit is going to be on the ballot. It's going to help our environment. It's going to help move people around to the jobs and allow employers to expand because of the stops that will be on this mass transit system. It's so, so very, very important. The Bay Area has such a forward lean in protecting the environment, and that's right up my alley. I'm 100% voter in Congress as it relates to the League of Conservation Voters rating. I was against offshore oil drilling before and after the spill. And I think people are going to look for that kind of commitment to job creation and also protecting our environment.
Your main opponent in the primary has spent a lot of money. Jeff Green has had a lead a lot of the summer. What are your thoughts about how you can beat Jeff Green on Tuesday?
Everyone in the sound of my voice voting against even the notion that you can purchase an election because you run more commercials. Jeff Green has absolutely no experience in public service. He hasn't volunteered for any organization that he can point to here in the state of Florida. I've chaired Coalition to Reduce Class Size in Florida. I have been a part of fighting against some of the voices that have, like One Florida when Jeb Bush was governor, not only sat in his office, but also made sure that the measure went before the legislature versus executive order when it came down to access to higher education and also procurement. I fought against the privatization of Social Security. I've done a number of things that people can be proud of and I can point to and say these are accomplishments. Mr. Green has spent, you know, upwards of $26 million on television, in mail, many falsehoods. And I'm glad to have been surrounded at the early voting location by former Congressman Jim Davis, who ran for governor in this state, Arthenia Joyner, and a number of other leaders elected and selected to lead. And I think these third party validators, which includes also President Bill Clinton and President Barack Obama, I have strong support here in the Bay Area. I feel that Tuesday, when we get to Tuesday and Tuesday leave, and I am the Democratic nominee, it will be a testimonial to the people of the state of Florida that said, we will stand with those that have stood with us. And I think that will send a very strong message and will allow me to be competitive in the general election and eventually win the general election and become the next senator.
You mentioned sitting in on Jeb's office, and that was maybe about 10 years ago.
Yes.
Some of our listeners might not remember that. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, Warwick Conley was thinking about putting on the ballot something that would abolish affirmative action in the state of Florida and equal access to higher education by women in master degree programs where you see, especially in the sciences, where you don't have female candidates that were and a part of a number of these classes. Well, Jeb decided to come up with his own version of just writing something that he called One Florida, which was an executive order. Well, Tony Hill, who's now a state senator now, we went in to meet with Frank Brogan on the issue, and we asked to meet with Jeb on One Florida. He wouldn't meet with anyone at that time. And when he came in to the office, he said, listen, if you expect for me to change my plan, then you might as well get some blankets because you're gonna be here for a while. So that's what we did. We sat in for 26 hours. He came in the next day, agreed to 3 town hall meetings so that Floridians will have input. One was held here at Hillsborough Community College, or now State College. One was held in South Florida in Miami, and one was held in Tallahassee. And out of those town hall meetings, folks demanded democracy on this issue. And so it ended up being a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate that passed and that the governor was able to sign into law. And it just wasn't a product of one person. That took courage to do that. I mean, I was a sitting state senator, and it wasn't about my kids. It wasn't about me because, of course, you know, a last name brings something to the table when folks want access to something. But it was about standing up for those individuals that voted for me to be a state senator, to make sure that their daughter or their son will have an opportunity in higher education and also procurement opportunities. So I've been on the front line and in class size. I mean, we went to the petition to help make class sizes smaller. I was just speaking at Countryside Senior High School over in Pinellas County in Clearwater to 500 social studies teachers. And we talked about democracy at work, petitions, fought against, again, Jeb Bush, again, the entire state government saying, oh, it's the worst thing since sliced bread. And the people voted for it. And now we have another attempt of the governor, of former governor's devious plan for public education playing a role in this election with amendment, I believe Amendment 7 that's on, is calling for the school average versus a class average that will take the focus off of the classroom. And I'm hoping that people vote against that measure.
If you win Tuesday, a lot of Democrats have already said they're supporting Charlie Crist. How do you get those Democrats back?
I think that Democrats are just frustrated with those that are talking about crowd politics, you know, only care about yourself, don't care about the next person. There's been a lot of debate between Chris Rubio over a year. And I wasn't included in that because I didn't have a contested primary until recently. Now we will have in our quiver, you know, well, I wouldn't say that. We'll have a battle patch that shows that we defeated a billionaire. I mean, someone who decided to go on the rough side and the misleading side of politics, and that I won in the midst of all of that, that I will be standing up for issues that people care about, and that I will be a part of the statewide race officially. Because Marco Rubio, he doesn't have a real competition in the primary. The governor decided to leave the Republican primary to run as an independent because he felt he would have a better chance. And I will be the Democratic nominee. And here's the difference. I'll be the only pro-choice candidate in the general election. I'll be the only candidate that has 100% environmental record by the League of Conservation Voters and have stood against offshore oil drilling before and after the spill. I'll be the only candidate that has been consistently against the privatization of Social Security, and the only candidate that has a true track record of being a fighter for the middle class. Fought against higher credit card fees in Congress. We were able to pass legislation. Fought against predatory lending and the housing bill that I stood behind President Barack Obama because of my involvement in that legislation. And I will be able to take a stance on issues that Floridians need someone to take a stance on. And that's the reason why I love the Bay Area so, because you've taken stance here. You said no to Amendment 2 when it came down to putting in the Constitution, taking away individual rights of the GLBT community. And I voted against that, and it failed in Hillsborough County because of the thinking and the community sense of community you have here in the Bay Area. I look forward to being a very strong voice in this three-way race, and I'm going to need people of goodwill that will rise up and say, you know, we haven't made our decision yet. And I mean, to be honest with you, I was down in the primary once upon a time, but now here I am a couple of points up. Because we've worked hard and we had a good strategy. It's still within the strategy. After the primary, the numbers will improve. After people are presented with the facts on public policy of where I stand and where the other two stand, I think that it will be a real competition on who votes on Election Day. And I look forward to continue to move forward in this process. But I'm glad to be back, back on the station, and I look forward to being back in the future.